Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
In a move that rattled markets and sent ripples through the global trade networks, the US administration recently imposed surprise tariffs on Swiss gold bars, stirring chaos across the bullion markets. And that's just the tip of this iceberg. President Donald Trump brought a tariffs agenda, has impacted markets and can certainly impact global growth, inflation, and a feeling of international strain. Joining us to help us unpack this the economic fallout is Professor Peter Bauer. He's an economist at the University of Johannesburg, hoping he will shed some light on these tariffs that are reshaping the world economy. A very, very good morning, Professor Bauer. Thank you for joining us so bright and early. Can you break down what happened with the U.S. tariffs on Swiss gold bars?
Good morning. So Switzerland has, as we know already, been hit with significant tariffs across actually most of their markets. Switzerland specifically different from most of the EU and the EU negotiations. Mm-hmm. And obviously, particularly, it's the 1 kilogram gold bars that are exported from Switzerland into the US have received this additional sanction tariff. So the impact of that is obviously going to impact quite significantly on Switzerland. Now, Switzerland is one of the world's biggest financial hubs globally. So our big challenge that we have with this global impact is that it's going to translate itself directly into the markets. So the way I see it is that the markets are going to experience this great ripple effect. He's literally threatening the international financial institutions now as well. Apart from just, you know, trade of goods and the normal good flows right now, we're putting a lot more political pressure on the, shall we say, the financial institutions too. And so as a result of this, we're going to see a lot of, market shocks taking place across the financial institutions too, as investors start looking for safer places in which to invest.
Which would have been gold normally.
Yeah, absolutely. But a big thing with gold is that gold is normally seen as an alternative investment to your usual financial market structures. Mm. So gold would be, shall we say, that a safe investment. So while stock markets, financial markets, etc., may sort of go through times of extreme fluctuation, we will often see that the gold they transfer a big portion of their portfolios into gold. So gold becomes that risk hedge. And so gold prices, and we've seen that gold prices start escalating or climbing as the markets, the financial markets become more, shall we say, uncertain, often indicated by volatility, for example. And so gold prices nationally, internationally are rising. And so this puts additional pressure. So it's like an overarching extension. It's not just looking at the financial markets, but we're now obviously seeing that there's a political move on gold prices too.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you, because until now, we could view all of these tariffs as protectionist. But once we move into an area, as you said, of the financial markets, there has to be a very different type of rationale behind it. What could that be?
Well, looking at what has happened to date, And yes, this protectionist policy, very much based on a mercantilism system that was kind of like very popular, shall we say, in the 1600s, and was heavily challenged by economists like Adam Smith, one of our our great leading economists of the time from Glasgow, we may add. And so this was heavily challenged. And so mercantilism from the 1700s onwards was very much proven to not really be an effective trade policy. For countries to grow, to evolve, the more trade, the better countries have. So these protectionist policies literally harmed the country that would have been, shall we say, that imposed protectionist policies. England experienced great challenges as well, 1700s and into the 1800s. And this was then, of course, put a lot of pressure on by people like David Ricardo, for example, also challenged these theories, proving that countries don't create wealth that way. And it became a significant impact because the real impact is actually on the home economy. So America, by imposing such severe tariffs against other countries, is actually harming its own industry and then in effect harming its own people. So we can see the translation coming across into prices starting to climb in America, economic growth starting to slow down, and to date, we've had a significant amount of stockpiles of terms of materials that companies have stored in advance of these tariffs. But these stockpiles are now coming to an end. Businesses are now having to reestablish new future contracts. This has been very difficult to establish these future contracts because of the uncertainty. And so now we start seeing that the American economy is now starting to take a significant amount of strain. And I think the people we really need to feel for right now in the United States are the American citizens themselves, because the American consumer at the end of the day is going to be facing higher prices. They're going to see this increase in prices, but also a decrease in terms of growth. And we're not even sure yet what the long-term implications will be on unemployment. It wasn't it recently that he fired the person who was calculating growth in unemployment in the States? I mean, that's a good example, as we are seeing bigger impacts within the United States. So in terms of the financial markets, those challenges are obviously going to be a little bit more significant, in the sense that, again, it's a political move, and investors, they are very savvy and very risk adverse. They are going to start looking for markets that or areas or zones that will possibly give them greater security. And one of those areas I think that they're going to start looking at will be definitely European Union and our emerging economies.
So I was going to say they ask you that as well about the emerging markets. But before I do that, I read a separate article about and what I think must be an unintended consequence, that because there might be a reduction of trade, some of the shipping lines, let's say between South Africa and the US, are not going to be providing that service. So although it certainly impacts South Africa significantly, what it also means is products from the United States will have to be transshipped via Europe, making them more expensive for us here. Electronics, for example, in South Africa, which means that the US manufactured products become less attractive to South Africa. And that seems to be another unintended consequence that would negatively impact the United States. Just before I let you go, can we just talk about South Africa for a moment? Obviously, the concern not only is AGOA, but also the whole domestic economic stability. How much do these tariffs impact South Africa?
They are going to impact South Africa, specifically looking at the upstream and downstream effects. The big issue here is it's not just going to be the industries directly tariffed, but all the support industries that feed into those manufactured goods that we then trade to the US. If we take a look at the motor car industry, for example, it's not just motor cars. In terms of possible lower sales to the US because of the increased prices in the US. Mm. But we're going to see all those industries that support, for example, the motor car industry, also going to be impacted. And of course, our governor of the Reserve Bank estimated that, you know, the job losses could be in the tens of thousands that could possibly be as a consequence of this. However, I think that globally, looking at the impact of the tariffs, for example, on China, China's already started moving a large portion of its market into the European Union and other African countries. And as long as we provide many goods to other Africa, well, to other economies that are impacted by tariffs, such as China, Europe, etc. And so I think this is an incredible time for a renegotiation to start taking place. South Africa is still in a very powerful position, both within the African continent and the influence within Africa, but also in terms of finding alternative markets, such as your China, your European Union. And I think those trade relationships going forward are going to start growing and getting stronger, whereas the relationships between much of the rest of the world and America are weakening. Other regions start growing. So I think there are going to be new additional markets coming, taking place. More countries are going to be willing to open freer trade agreements or more open and accessible trade agreements, which will actually stimulate and benefit South Africa in different ways. But the short-term impacts, unfortunately, may be during this adjustment phase, but the biggest consequence will be on the US and the US consumer.
That is all we have time for. Professor Peter Bauer, economist from the University of Johannesburg, talking about Trump's tariffs, not only affecting South Africa, but the entire global economy.